in the limelight.
Iran's English language daily Kayhan International, in its viewpoint column on Wednesday, February 26, titled "No Tears for Pharaoh Mubarak," referred to some of the misdeeds of the former Egyptian president, including his unwarranted enmity toward the Islamic Republic of Iran during Saddam's war, in which Egyptian troops were sent to Iraq to fight and kill Iranian Muslims. Stay with us, please. Egyptians shed no tears on Tuesday, February 25th, on hearing of the death of Hosni Mubarak, who had terrorized them for 30 long years before being forced to leave the presidency in August 2011 due to 18 continuous days of protest by millions of people in Cairo, whom his brutal forces could not disperse despite gunning to death over 1,000 of them. The Egyptians, however, aren't able to celebrate his death with public festivities, since there is nothing to rejoice in a country which, after a brief two-year period of freedom that Mubarak's protege in the military ended in 2013, is again groaning under jackboots of generals clad in civilian clothes, subservient to the United States and over-friendly with the illegal Zionist entity. Who can dare celebrate the death of a pharaoh for whom a state funeral has been planned and 3 days of mourning declared by those who have imprisoned tens of thousands of Egyptian Muslims and last June poisoned to death in the courtroom the country's only democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi? Although so far no senior American official has feigned grief on the death of one of Washington's dearest dictators, the racist child killer Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed deep sorrow and called Mubarak a personal friend. Tyrants mourn tyrants, and this is yet another proof of the brutal nature of Hosni Mubarak, whom for the overwhelming majority of Egyptians was the symbol of all that was wrong with their country, which during his nearly three-decade rule was rife with political repression, widespread corruption and economic stagnation for everyone but a few elites. The Daily recalled how Mubarak had sent thousands of Egyptian soldiers to Iraq in 1980s to assist Saddam of the repressive Ba'ath minority regime in his U.S.-directed 8-year against the Islamic Republic. As a result, many Egyptian soldiers were killed or captured on the war fronts, but those captured were repatriated to Cairo through the Red Crescent and the Red Cross as part of Islamic and humanitarian gestures, even though there were no diplomatic relations between the two countries. Mubarak kept Egypt backward, while his two sons, Ala and Jamal, prospered, becoming multimillionaires. Among their crimes was illegal profiting from the selling Al-Watani Bank of Egypt to the National Bank of Kuwait in 2007, for which they were convicted and jailed following their father's downfall, but freed by General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's regime in 2015. Heavily rigged elections were Mubarak's hallmark, and for 5 consecutive terms, he got himself elected as president by polling over 95% of the total votes cast each time during his reign of terror, when for every 40 Egyptians, there was one secret service man to watch their activities, in addition to the 450,000 state security forces and 850,000 strong army. K Kayhan recalled, the 91-year-old Mubarak was lucky to escape alive with a hand injury on October 6, 1981, when his predecessor, Anwar Sadat, whose treason including the signing of the scandalous Camp David Accord with Israel, was executed in a revolutionary manner during a parade by Khalid Islamboli, who sprayed the reviewing stand with bullets. Convicted and sentenced to life in prison in June 2012, Mubarak was acquitted when General Sisi took the reins of government through a military coup backed by the US and Israeli regime and financed by Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Acquittal stunned Egyptians, and tens of thousands of them had poured into the streets of Cairo to show their anger against the dubious court, but were brutally suppressed. It concluded, the kangaroo courts of Cairo may have absolved Mubarak of treason against Egypt and crimes against Islam, but now the modern-day pharaoh is standing in the divine courts where his unpardonable sins deserve lasting punishment.